hand and tucked in, because I have a son the same age who also tucks in his iron shirt. He does this because I don't iron them, so he learned how to do it. All I wanted to do was wrap Sarah up and get her away from whoever was making her believe these lies. But I knew that the person was her. Sarah, are you a good mom? I had already met her son with an iron shirt, and I knew. Like I knew she had a dozen or more superpowers that she couldn't see. I knew because God built her and set her in this time and promised to equip her with gifts and a purpose. I just knew. Her eyes finally met mine. She grinned through her tears and said, I am a great mom. This is the one thing I can do, but that is about to be over. So what is our purpose on earth? Why are we here? Though that conversation happened exactly 2 hours ago, I meet a Sarah, and sometimes 10 Sarahs, every single day. Sometimes she's a 24-year-old dating a man who does not know Jesus. He barely values anyone but himself, but she can't bring herself to break up with him because she's afraid no one else will come. Sometimes she is 62 and has both margin to make disciples and a passion for it, but she is divorced and can't see what she has to offer younger women in her church. So rather than invest in their lives, she withdraws and disqualifies herself. Sometimes she is 16. I can't figure out how to quit obsessing about herself. She keeps thinking about her weight, stepping on a scale and scrolling Instagram. She wants to please Jesus and love people, but she doesn't know how to turn off the loud voices in her head telling her she cannot ever measure up. Sometimes we tell ourselves the lies, and sometimes someone else has lied to us. Either way, these lies are from the enemy who is out to shut down the church. But I have also seen the opposite. I have seen women believe God. Women who have been set free. Who believe the truth about God and themselves and their purpose here. They are nonchalantly, almost without thinking, radically laying down their gifts and resources to display Jesus and meet the needs around them. And it's dangerous to hell. So, why are we here? Since the release of Anything and Restless, I've watched women come alive. They're finding that they were made for great purposes that can change eternity in the hearts and lives of others. I've heard their stories and seen them transformed through the prayer of surrender and intentional discovery of the great adventure God has written for them. I want the same for you. Acts chapter 17, verses 26 and 27 says, God marked out their appointed times in history and the boundaries of their lands. God did this so that they would seek him and perhaps reach out for him and find him. So let's go on a journey together, 40 days to be exact, 40 days to remember how delightful Jesus is, to be reminded of who you are, to consider that you are part of the story of God with a part to play in it. It's 40 days to hope hopes and dream dreams and pray prayers, 40 days to become dangerous to the enemy again, or maybe for the first time. Join us, will you? This 40-day approach is a new look at the core message of my first two books, Anything and Restless. We've combined them to create a unique, interactive journey to help you analyze the places you find yourself in, your passions, your gifts, your experiences, your age, and your positions to discover your specific calling. Then, we've provided the space to work it out in the accompanying PDF. You'll also find a few stories along the way to show you how other women have moved beyond fear, uncertainty, and excuses.